Now, back in the early days of this country, back in my neck of the woods, when the settlers first opened up this land, possessions were few and hopes were high. Often with nothing more than the shirt on their back and what they could carry, they arrived with a willingness for hard work and a determination to succeed. Now, however meager their belongings, they brought with them a wealth of tradition. Time-honored and proven, some as old as the hills from whence they came. And of all these traditions, there was none more revered, feared, or endeared than that of the brewing of spirits. It was shrouded in mystery and cloaked in reverence. The recipe passed from father to son, and defiantly clinging to the old ways, the ancient art found a new home. Now, due to the highly illicit nature of these activities, this area just naturally lent itself to the practice. Vast and remote, with its rugged highlands and deep hollows, the land was eternal and people were scarce. Now, the brew was a potent mix, often run through the still a couple times or more, an unholy concoction of the devil's own, nearly pure alcohol. It was said a head full of this stuff could reduce a normal man to a screaming and carrying on like a wild thing. Hence, they just named it Wildcat. Named it after the big cats that roamed freely back then. Something to do with those bone-chilling cries that could be heard in the wilds of the night. In the shadow of the moonlight, in the glow of the firelight, kicking up the moonshine so fine. Run a little brew, and you sip a little brew. Well, look at the fire, brimstone burning. What's that smell? The breath of Satan. Well, you work that steel through the night, you cook that brew, hear the cries of the wildcats of hell in the pale moonlight. Oh! Wildcats screaming in the quiet of the evening, devil. And the drink to the demons and the god of the hell and in the quiet of the moonlight. Now these old legends are pretty much the truth, give or take a lie or two, and the old ways die hard. But I'm sure as long as there's one wildcat left to roam those hills, there's bound to be a moonshiner still willing to carry on the tradition. So just maybe on some soft summer night, when the air is heavy with the sweet smell of wood smoke and sour mash, and should you hear a haunting scream pierce the night, then you've got to ask yourself, is it man or beast? In the shadow of the moonlight, in the glow of the firelight, cooking up the moonshine so fine. And they run a little brew, and you sip a little brew. Well, look at the fire, it's brimstone burning. What's that smell? The breath of Satan. Well, you work that steel through the night, cook that brew, hear the cries of the wildcats of hell in the pale moonlight. Wildcats screaming in the quiet of the evening, devil in the brew, and we drink to the demons and the god of hell and in the quiet of the moonlight.